Greetings and welcome back to another and ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now in the last podcast of the seventh chapter of Masechet Gittin on Daf Ayin He Amud Bet. We're going to be doing Mishnah Vav, Zayin, Chet, and Tet over the course of this podcast. And as you can assume based on that, we'll be having relatively short analyses of the Gemara. The first one, if he gives her a get on condition, continuing with the theme of conditions, that she serve his father or that she nurse his child. So parenthetically, what is the assumption of the length of nursing? Shanim, it should be 2 years. He disagrees, says 18 months till a year and a half. Now, meta beno shemeta av, in that circumstance, if the child dies or the father dies, meaning that she could not complete the condition because of something out of her control, hareza get. The get is still valid because she did exactly what was said. She served him, or shall we say she was ready to. Now, hareza get shamashiyat abba shtei shanim, shatinkin bini shtei shanim, but if he explicitly mentions 2 years or any other amount of time in the condition, meta ben, so let's say that the child died, or the father died, o shamar ha'aviyev shish shamashini, or the father said, I don't want her to serve me, Shalom b'hakpada, not because she upset him or she made it difficult, just that's his style. Ain't no get. The get is not valid because the condition was 2 years. She didn't do it for 2 years for whatever reason. It's no good. Shem Gamliel omer kaze get. He disagrees and says this is a get. And what's his reason? Kol Shem Gamliel kol ikva she'ina himena hareze get. Any obstacle in fulfilling the t'nai that doesn't come from her, the get is valid. So here, because she was perfectly willing to come and clean the house or whatever it is for the father, and the father said, I don't want her, not because she angered him or something else, she didn't cause it, therefore, the get is valid according to Shem Gamliel. Now, the Gemara immediately addresses the question of the 2 years or 18 months of nursing, or of serving, in the case of the first clause. Umi b'ayin kulei hai, since when do you need to do all 2 years? Or meaning we have a brayta that challenged that. Shim shato yom achad, in such a case, if she came and cleaned the house for 1 day, or heinikto yom achad, she nursed for 1 day, hareza get, the get immediately is valid. So in other words, you don't need to do a full 2 years. Even 1 day of it immediately fulfills it. Now that's, of course, in the case of the stam, where he didn't explicate a particular amount of time. So avchista lokash, avchista answers, it gives the first answer. Harabanan Rishim Gamliel. The answer is, it's rabanan. And for right now, we think that it's Rabbanan who say even 1 day is good. Now, Rishim Gamliel insists on 2 years. Matnitid Rishim Gamliel, our Mishnah that insists on 2 years for Rishim Gamliel, who bright the Rabbanan. Right? And why would you think it's Rishim Gamliel? Because Rishim Gamliel is the one who, in the case of the cloak, insisted on there being at least payment of some sort. But this, of course, is backwards. So how many, first of all, because how many said Rishim Gamliel, Michal de Rishim Gamliel? First of all, Rishim Gamliel shows up at the end of the Mishnah and implies that the beginning of the Mishnah is not him. Ella, Bright Rishim Gamliel, he had to make up it tonight. This is much more reasonable. Rishim Gamliel is the author of the Brayta, who says even 1 day is enough, because we see that he's lenient about conditions, just like returning the money instead of the cloak. Matnitin Rabbanan, and the Mishnah is the Rabbanan, who are sticklers for the condition being fulfilled properly. You return the cloak or you don't. There is no substitute. Same thing here. It's full 2 years. That's one answer. Rav Amar Lo Kasha, Kan Bistam Kan Faresh. Rav gives a different answer, and he says that the case in our Mishnah is when you explicitly said 2 years, in the Brayta is when you just said Stam, so even though the assumption is 2 years, but 1 day already fulfills the tonight. Ravashi challenges it. Ravashi Amar, kol stam nam farish yom achad nami. So that any time that you just say stam, we should say that that means 1 day. But does that really work in the Mishnah? Tanan kamahi minikto. What did we say in the first clause? What's the assumption? Shtei shanim rabbi yonomer shmonasa chodesh. Right, 2 years or 18 months. So bishlam al rava necha. That works according to Rava. So Rava will say in the Mishnah he explicated an amount of time. In the Brayta he didn't, and that's why in the Brayta 1 day is good enough. But according to Rav Ashi, what's the point of Shtei Shanim? After all, any time that you say it's Stam, the assumption is 1 day. So Lama Lishmona Sarchodesh, what do I need that for? B'yom Achad Sagi. Because after all, in the Mishnah, according to Rav Ashi, when you don't explicate it, it means 1 day. So why should you need 2 years or 18 months in the Mishnah, in the first case? It says, "Hachi kamar yom achad mishtei shanim afuk elachar shtayim shanim delo shtei shanim delo yom achad mishmonas achodesh afuk elachar shmonas achodesh delo." In other words, Rav Ashi says that when the Mishnah says that she has to do it for 2 years, what it means is one day, but one day in the first 2 years, as opposed to waiting 2 years till the child's older and then offering to nurse him, where it doesn't work because that's not called nursing. All right, Meitav, so we have a challenge against this. Which is the second clause in the Mishnah. So if the child dies or the father refuses her service, not because she upset him, then we said it's not a get. Now, then according to Rava, this makes sense. Reisha b'lo parish, sefer d'parish, just like we learned in the Mishnah. In the Reisha, you didn't say any amount of time, and therefore, if the father died in the middle, that's fine. You did whatever you were asked of. In the Sefer, you said an explicit amount of time. That time the father didn't last that long, so therefore, the get is no good. Rashi, mashna Reisha, mashna Sefer. So the answer is Kasha. According to Ravashi, the Reish on the Sefer should be no different because Ravashi says that Stam also should be considered as if you gave a particular amount of time. And therefore, in neither case should the get be good. And the answer is, you're right. That's the difficulty with Ravashi's position. Alright, Tana Rabbanan. Same as our Mishnah. Even though the condition wasn't fulfilled, the get's valid. Why? Because he did not double up the tanai. And this we had in the previous podcast about the opinion of Rav Meir, who insists on a double tanai and all of the other conditions. Im taniki lo taniki. He didn't say, if you do serve my father, it is a get. If you don't serve my father, it's not a get. Right? Divrei Rav Meir, that's Rav Meir, of course, who says you always need a tanai kaful. Chachamim take the opposite position, and they say that even a single-sided tanai works, and therefore, if you said, if you serve my father, the get is valid, then if she doesn't serve the father, the get's not valid. Now, Rav Shimon Gamliel comes in with sort of a side statement. Omer, every tanai in Tanakh is doubled. What does that mean? What does he mean to say? So, Ikadamir, the Rameir Kamerle, could be that he's opposing Rameir, supporting Chachamim. The Ikadamir, the Rabbanan Kamerle, who could be that he's supporting Rameir against Chachamim. How does that work? Ikadamir, the Rameir Kamerle, could be that he's saying it to Rameir, supporting Rabbanan, that you don't need Tanai Kaful. V'achi Kamerle, this is what he said to Rameir. Ein l'chatnai b'ktuvim sheino Kaful. Every Tanai in Tanakh is doubled. Take a look, by the way, in the Sugyan Kiddushin, in the third parak, about Tanai B'nei Gad U'B'nei Reuven, you'll see all the different examples of Tanai Kaful. Right? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Kayin, if that's the case, then you have Shnei Ktuvim, you have many more that all say the same thing, which means, they cannot, therefore, be used to teach another lesson. That's the rule of Shnei Ktuvim. And that, so it could be that Rabbi Gamliel is coming to oppose Rabbi Meir and say, because you don't only have Tanai B'nei Gad U'B'nei Reuven, but every Tanai is doubled, that means that every one of them is insular and cannot be used to teach another, to other areas. It could be that he's supporting Rabbi Meir and saying to Rabbanan, Achi Kamerlu, Ein Lecha Tanai B'Ktuvim Sheino Kaful. Every time Tanakh is doubled, for Gamliel, therefore we see a pattern that you have to learn from that. And by the way, this is not the same as Shnei Ktuvim. Because Shnei Ktuvim is establishing a particular principle, like a principle of Shlichut, or a principle of chiyuv and mitzvot asheh shesman gromer, or something of that sort. She said, good, the Torah would not have said it two or three or four times if it meant it to be universal. It meant it to be local to those three or four times. But here we have a different story. Here, he's saying that you see from the fact that every time somebody makes a tanai, not that the Torah is teaching you have to make it that way, but in the narrative, that's the way tanaim are made, you see that that's how they have to be made. And therefore, Rabbanan, you should accept Rameir's opinion that every tanai has to be kafel. Uraminu, and we challenge that by saying, our case, meitav u'meitav eino get divrei Rav Meir. Here Rav Meir says it is not a get. Even though the tanai wasn't fulfilled, it is a get. Why? She could say to her husband, give me your father and I'll serve him. Give me your son, meaning they're dead. I'm ready to do the job. They're not around. I can't help it. Now, Kashtar Meir Meir, Kashtar Banan Arbanan. We have a challenge both within Rav Meir, because in the other bright, Rav Meir explicitly said the get is valid in any case. And in the Rabbanan said that it is not. And here, Rav Meir says it's not. And the Rabbanan say that it is a valid get because she's ready to do her bit. So, the Rav Meir Lokasha, we can easily answer the challenge from Rav Meir. Hatam to Lokafle tonight, Hacham to Kafle tonight. In the first Brita in which Rav Meir says the get is valid, that's because the Tanai was meaningless because he didn't dull it. In this case, we could posit that he did double it, and therefore the Tanai is valid. And if the father's not around to serve, she can't fulfill the Tanai, and therefore the get is batel. And now, Rabbanan ad Rabbanan lo kasha, we also have no contradiction within the Rabbanan, because man chacham dahacha, who are the Rabbanan of this second Brita? It's Rabbi Shmuel who said that anytime she's not the problem and she's not the one getting in the way of the time being fulfilled, then the get is valid. And therefore, if she says, "I'm ready to serve your father, it's not my fault he's dead," then indeed the get is valid. Okay, Tanu Rabbanan. Marlo b'fnei shtayim harizik yitecham anachitam shiat abba shtei shanim. Curious twist on this. Question is, what happens when he makes a condition and then changes the condition? So in front of two witnesses, he said the Tanai that we have in our Mishnah. Chazav Marlo b'fnei shtayim harizik yitecham anachitam nidim atayim zuz. And then he got another two witnesses, gave her the get, and said, this is your get on condition you give me money, one of the earlier conditions we had. Lo b'tel divrei achor and tarishon. The second Tanai does not trump the first, but rather basically he gave her not two conditions she must fulfill, but alternative conditions to fulfill. She can either follow the first Messiah of the get and serve his father, she should follow the second Messiah of the get and give him money, and either way the get is valid. But if he first said money, and then he changed it to a greater amount of money, not some different thing, then the second Tanai cancels out the first, and 200 won't be enough. Now, parenthetically, one of the witnesses of the first condition and one of the witnesses of the second condition cannot join together to testify. What case is that referring to? Ilema Seifa? Is that talking about the second case when the second condition trumped the first? So Harei Bitel, the first witnesses are nothing now. They've been knocked out because the second condition trumped the first. Ela Aresha. It must be talking about the first case where two witnesses heard him say, on condition you serve father, and the other two witnesses heard him say, on condition that you give me money, and one witness from each group can't join together to testify. Pshita, that's obvious. I might think that as long as one guy can come and say he gave the get al Tanai, that's an edut. Kamash Malan, that it's not an edut because each thing is a standalone piece, and that's what they have to testify to. And now to Mishnah Zion. This sounds familiar, but it's a Mishnah that we have not seen before. If a person gave a get, and the get was conditioned, or I said this condition was a double condition, but for right now we'll read it as a single condition, if I don't make it in 30 days, Vayaholech miYehuda leGalil, and he was walking from the southern part of Israel to the north, Higel Antifras, he got to the town of Antifras, which is near Netanya, a little inland of Netanya, v'chazar, and he went back to Yehuda, Bitel Tanao, the condition is Batel, for the get is Batel. Same deal. Here he's going from the Galil to the south. Kfar Odnai. Kfar Odnai is in the Emek, in the southern Galil. The Chazar, Bitel Tanao, same thing. Now, alright, again, he says, if I don't see you, basically, if I don't come back in 30 days. He was on his way to a journey to the sea. He went as far as the port of Akko and came back. Then the Tanai is Mevutal. This sounds like he basically says, if I don't see you for 30 days, the get is valid. Even though he was coming and going, as long as he wasn't alone with her, then it's valid. The last one certainly demands an explanation. The first problem, though, was one of geography. It sounds like Antifras was in the Galil, Because after all, what did he say? If he said if he's going from Yehudan to Galil and got to Antiphras, that's considered that he went. Or Mini, so it's a challenge. Antiphras be Yehuda, Kfarotnai be Galil. Antiphras is sort of the northern part of the Yehuda, Kfarotnai is the southern part of the Galil. Bein Taim, Tidon Tola Chumra. Anywhere between them, Shechem, etc., is Lachumra, meaning Megureshet ve'ina Megureshet. In such a situation, we would say that the Gerushin are Basafik. So how do we deal with this? The answer is he really said two different conditions, as I mentioned in the Mishnah. Imatin leGalil, he's in Yehuda. He says, if I make it all the way to the Galil, lealtar lehavegita, then the get is immediate. If I'm on the road and don't come back in 30 days, it's a get. The only way for this not to be a get is if he comes back within 30 days, but he went part way on the road. He never made it to the Galil, because Antiphras is Yehuda. So he went as far as Antiphras and came back. He never went to the Galil, so that part of the condition didn't happen. He also wasn't on the road for 30 days, then bitel tanao. Then it's cancelled. So we're going to see the same thing here. And he goes to the sea. It sounds like Akko means he already made it to Medina Tayam, to Chutz Laretz. When the rabbis would depart from each other, they gather in Akko to say goodbye, because those who were staying in Israel didn't want to leave. You're not allowed to leave Eretz Israel. Which means Akko is Eretz Israel. This, of course, takes us back to the first parak. Abaye has the same exact solution. There are two different conditions here. Imatim deatayam, if I make it to the Greek island or to the overseas, the get is immediate. Imishtahina borchatlatin yom velatina, if I'm on the road for 30 days and don't come back, lehavegita. So now, if he just stayed at home, that means none of this kicked in. Same thing in the earlier sugya. If he goes to Medinat Hayam, the minute he steps foot in Medinat Hayam, it's immediate. If he goes on the road and doesn't come back in 30 days, it's a get. But Higiel Akko, if he went to Akko, that means he already made it on the way to Medinat Hayam, but never got there. Vechazar, and he came back. He never made it to Medinat Hayam. And he also wasn't on the road for 30 days. Bitel Tanao. Then his condition is Batel. Okay, now, Harezi Gitech calls Manshe Avor. This is the last thing in the Mishnah, and we said that it was confusing. The question is, what does he mean? V'halo avar, after all, he didn't go away from her. He was there, coming back and forth. So why is the get valid? I'm ravuna my panach paraych. What does it mean if I stay away from your face? Tashmish, it really refers to intimate relations. Why did it say your face? It's a euphemism. So according to Rav Huna, what he basically says is, if I refrain from intimacy for 30 days, then the get is valid. And so even though he comes and goes, as long as they're never together alone, then it's valid. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Liolam Panecham Panayich Mamish. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it really means your face. Miktan Harezu Gresh doesn't say that she's divorced. Harezu Gektan, it just says the get's still valid. Well, meaning, Delohave get Yoshan. And the only concern we have here is, even if he comes and back and forth and visits, we're not concerned that perhaps they were intimate and private and had relations that would then invalidate get. The get is still valid. And then after he disappears for 30 days, then the get is valid, and we don't have to go back and write a new get. That's what it means. So Rabbi Yochanan points out that the language doesn't say she's divorced, it just says that it's a valid get. Tanya Kavatei Rabbi Yochanan. We have a bright that supports Rabbi Yochanan's take. Exactly the Lashon in our Mishnah. And he kept coming back and forth. In other words, there were 30 days that he was gone. Since he was never alone with her, the get is still a get. Well, a get yashan yachoshin, and we're not concerned it might be a get yashan. Because he was never alone with her. Maybe they made up in the meantime. Famous quote from Rav. When he gives her the get, she's trusted to testify that I never came back. So therefore, in the same way, she's trusted to testify that we didn't make up. Now, some people learn this comment of Rav as a comment on our Mishnah. This is in the next Mishnah. If he gives her a get and says the get is valid from now, if I don't make it back in 12 months, and he dies during the 12 months, hareza get, the get's still valid because it's retroactive. Why aren't we concerned that sometime during that intervening time between when he made the get, gave her the get and died, maybe they made up and therefore the get is canceled because of intent? Again, when he says when he gives her the get, she's trusted to say that we never made up, right? So now, anybody who would learn Rav's comment as being a comment on our Mishnah, kol shekena brayta, on this Mishnah, certainly would agree that it applies to the brayta, because in the case of the brayta, he's gone. Mandamani la brayta, but whoever learns it as the case of the brayta, matnitin halomata. After all, in the brayta case, he's coming back and forth, he's always around. Therefore, you would need the fellow to say, nemenetalai, I trust her to say that I didn't arrive, in order for us not to be choshish for pius. But if you learned it as a statement about the brayta, then you would say, in the Mishnah, you don't need that, because after all, he's gone. He went away, and he died. So therefore, even if he didn't say nemenetalai, we would still say we're not choshish for pius, and therefore, the get is valid even without that. Okay, the last two Mishnayot are looped together here, are lumped together. Our case that we just mentioned, he gave her a get. If I don't come back in 12 months, and he died in the meantime, and he'll get. The get's invalid because when 12 months come, he's dead. Makes it retroactive, and he dies. Hareza get, then it's valid. That's Mishnah Chet. Now Mishnah Tet continues. We have this a little bit earlier quoted. Now we see it in the original. If the guy says, if I don't come in 12 months, then write, and listen carefully, then write and give a get to my wife, then kitvu get betoch yud bechodesh. If they wrote it before the 12 months were up, and then I gave it afterwards, ain't no get, it's no good. Because his command was to write it after 12 months come, and he hasn't returned. But if he switches it around, and he first says, write and give the get, and then the condition, if I don't come in 12 months, ain't no get. Tanakama says the same thing. Unless they wait until after the 12 months to write it, the get's no good, because they're not doing what they're commissioned. Rabbi Yossi omer kazeh get. Rabbi Yossi says, this is a get. This is the kazeh get, or Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi were on opposite sides. This is Rabbi Yossi's kazeh get. Says it is a get. Why is it a get? Because if he intended for the get to only be initiated after 12 months, he would have said first, if I don't come back in 12 months. The fact that he inverted the order of the sequence of the commands, the condition first, the command first, then the condition, indicates that he didn't care when it got written. Just not be given before 12 months. Now, katvu l'achay bechodesh v'natnu l'achay bechodesh. Let's say they did it right. They wrote it after 12 months, gave it after 12 months, umet, and then the guy died. If the get came before he died, or is a get, it's fine. But if he died first, then it's no good. If we don't know, that's a classic example of safek erushin. Alright, which means choletzet veinim jabemet, etc. Okay, the first thing is in Mishnah Chet, when we said, if I don't come back in 12 months, and then he dies, we said that if he makes it retroactive, we said that it's not a get. Tana Rabotenu Hitiru Alanasei, but Rabotenu disagreed and said that it is a get and she can marry. So if the guy gives her a get, says if I don't come back within 12 months, without retroactivity, dies within the 12 months, then she can marry. Question is when, we'll see that in a second. She can marry. Man Rabotenu, who are Rabotenu? I'm Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Beitina Desharo Mishcha. It's the same Beitin that was Matir Shemen Akum. Savri Lak Rav Yosi, because that Beitin also held, independent of the, but they got the reputation because of their Kula of Shemen, they held like Rav Yosi, Damar Zmano Shashtar Rochia Chalav. The star is defined by the date on it. The date of the star is when he was alive. I'm Rav Abba Breda Rav Yechia Bar Abba Miyochanan. Rav Yehuda Nesia, Benoshim Gamli Al Bar Rebbe. So this is Rebbe's grandson, the famous Rabbi Yehuda Nesia, who was the patriarch at the time of Rabbi Yochanan. He tried to have this be the halacha, that in such a case, we were like Rabbi Yossi, who was, of course, Rebbe's Rebbe, so it's staying on the family tradition. and therefore to allow her to marry based on that get. V'lohodulo kol seato. According to this version, all of his colleagues didn't agree. V'amrila kol shato. The other version is, throughout his lifetime they didn't agree. Either way, he couldn't get that ruling to be accepted. Amrila Rabbi Elazar lo sabas. Rabbi Elazar asked an older man, Kishri tua, when you guys were matir, evidently this older man was a member of the Beit Din that ruled like Rabbi Yossi. So in such a case where a guy gives a get and says this get is valid after 12 months if I don't arrive and he dies during the 12 months, and this Beit Din said she could marry, La'al tar shritua, did you allow her to marry the minute he died? Or la'al chashtam sachot shritua, or only after the 12 months passed? Only after the 12 months passed. Do you say la'al tar shritua, you allowed her immediately to halo'ati because he's not coming. He's not coming back. The get, we already know for sure that this tonight will never be fulfilled. O dilma la'al ben chot shritua, maybe you only wait till after 12 months, die till after 12 months, die kindly tonight. We have to wait for the get to the tonight to formally be fulfilled and not to arrive. So now, but Tibari Le Matnitin, why are you asking about their heter? Ask the question on the second clause in the Mishnah, where we also allow such a thing. If you made a retroactive get for 12 months and he died during the 12 months, hareze a get. And the question is, La'altar Have? Is the get immediate when he dies? Talo Atik is not coming. Or maybe it's only valid, we only allow her to marry after 12 months because then formally the Tanai has been fulfilled. He hasn't arrived and the get is now valid, retroactively. So the answer is, Nachinami. You're right. We could have asked it about that. But because they were actually, because this Saba was there when they ruled this way and allowed the woman to marry, he asked him, did you allow her to marry immediately or after 12 months? So he asked him about that particular case. Amar Abai, Hakom Modim, Heichad Amar Lech Shetetse Chamami Nartik. By the way, we never got the answer as to how they ruled. Abai says, Hakom Modim here means Rabbi Yossi and the group, the Rabotenu, who followed Rabbi Yossi, against the Rabbanan. So they all agree, Heichad Amar, this is if it gives a get at night, and says, Lech Shetetse Chamami Nartik, when the sun comes out literally from its cover. In other words, when the sun shines, the get will be valid. Right, and he ends up dying that night, which he doesn't night, which he doesn't get to the next morning. L'chinafka kamerla, he meant when the sun comes out. V'chimai pelelia have get lacharmita. If he dies at night, then the get only kicks in the morning, and by that time it's too late, he's dead. But if on the other hand he says on condition that the sun will come out, me'achshav kamerla, he's basically saying the get is valid from now. When the sun comes up in the morning, it's retroactive. Tervunam Rav, famous statement, either Rav or Rebbe, call Almer Almanat, call Mermi Achshav Dami. Anytime you say Almanat, you really mean to make it retroactive. Lo Nechlaku, so when did Rabotenu and the Rabbanan disagree? Ela Be'im Teitse, if you said if it comes out. Mar Savar Lak Rabbi Yossi, the Rabotenu, a whole like Rabbi Yossi, the Marzvano Shoshtamuchiachalav, in that case, we look at the date on the star, and that was the night before when he was alive. And therefore it makes it like a retroactive get. Those who opposed Rabotenu did not agree with Rabbi Yossi, and therefore it's like he said, if I die, meaning that it will be afterwards. And therefore he says, Im teitse chamaminartika means that after the sun comes up, then the get is valid. And the problem is he died before that, and it would be invalid. All right, the last piece of the Mishnah said, Kitvu nuget lishtim lo batim ikan rach temer sarchodesh. So in the first case, he said, write it if I don't come back on time. Sorry, in the second case. Katvu, etc. Malay Rav Yimra lo Rashi. Lema kasar Rav Yossi katav get al tanai kasher. So remember, the first case, everybody agrees is no good. When he says, if I don't come in 12 months, then write a get and give it to her. And they wrote it before the 12 months was up, it's no good. But if he said, write a get and give it to my wife, if I don't come in 12 months, Rabbi Yossi disagreed with Rabbanan and said that's valid if they wrote it early, as long as they gave it later. So let's suggest that Kasar Rabbi Yossi, Katav get al Tanai Kasher. That any get that you write al Tanai, we ignore the Tanai and it's Kasher anyways? That's clearly not the case. But what's Rabbi Yossi's reason? Because here, the fellow, if he really wanted to insist that they only write the get after the 12 months, he should have said it in the same order as the ratio. If I don't come in 12 months, then write it. The fact that he inverted it, this is what he said, write it whenever you want. And give it if I don't come in 12 months. So, Rabbanan, what do the Rabbanan do with that? They say, they don't distinguish between saying it this way, that way. The man clearly intended for nothing to be started or generated until after 12 months. All right. Now, if a guy says, if I don't come back until after Shemitah, how long is that? How far is that? A year. In other words, if he says, if I don't come back till after Shemitah, that means Shana, a year after. Lachar Shana, if he says, I don't come back after a year, then Chodesh, it means 1 month. In other words, we always go to the next smaller time unit. Lachar Chodesh, Shabbat. If he says, not till after the next, if I don't come back till after a month, it means a week after the month. So Lachar Shabbat, my, what if he says Lachar Shabbat? How long is that? 1 day, 6 days, what is it? Yatav Zera coming to Rav Asi, V'amri la Rav Asi coming to Rav Yochanan, V'ka'amar. So he said the following: Chad b'shva utre utlata. The first day of the week, second Thursday, the third day, what we refer to in the pagan names of Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, bata shabta. Those are called after Shabbat. So if you say after Shabbat, you mean yom rishon, yom shini, yom shlishi. But arbam chamisha male shabta. But Wednesday, what we call Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. In other words, yom revi, yom chamishi, and erev Shabbat. Those are kame shabta. Those are before Shabbat. So if you wrote a condition in a get or set a condition, you have to come to my house before Shabbat, that means they have to come on Yom Vi, Yom Chamishi, Yom Shishi. Now, Tanya, Rebbe Omer, Lachar HaRegel Shloshim Yom. Rebbe taught that if you say you have to do this thing within Lachar HaRegel, it means within 30 days. Nafak Reb Chiya, Dar Shemish made the Rebbe V'Kalsua. Reb Chiya went out and publicly taught this in Rebbe's name. Reb Chiya was, of course, Rebbe's Talmud Muvak. Mishmei Durabim, then he went out and taught it as the public teaching, v'lo kalsua. People were not so happy with that. Amalei hilchatakavatei. So you see, that's not the halacha. He said, it's a nice teaching of Rebbe, but to represent that that's what the Beit Din said is the halacha, they weren't happy with that because it was not the case, because indeed it was not the accepted ruling. Okay, everybody should have a wonderful day. Adran alach, mishlach, mishachzo. We've completed Baruch Hashem, our study of the seventh parak. We're going to start a very short parak, Parak HaZorek, which will take us approximately 4 podcasts to complete, and then move on to Parak HaMegaresh, which is really a very fitting culmination from Masechet Gittin. Everybody should have a wonderful day.